Well, my name is Basia Kostryba, and I still remember the SIG files of COMAC project that Nick has been mentioning about, placed in on the shelves at the NCQA shelves in Krakow, because we also participated in this project. However, as Nick has stated, the way that we have passed from kind of surveying hospitals and coming into such a thick and in-depth and complex science of quality research that the Duke project represents, it was a long way to go. As I said, my name is Basia Kostryba, and I am representing here the international coordination of the Duke project, which may be partly derived from the experience of participating in many projects so far. However, may I now ask the country coordinators team that are in the room, and also the hospital coordinators, to stand up? Okay. Countries, just representatives here on this slide, but I would like to thank them on this place and from this stage here for the great involvement and work, because as Rosa has rightly said, without them we would not be able to be here today actually. And as Holger has said, that Rosa is representing a role model for the research scientific project main leader, I very much believe those people are the role models for the country coordinators. And please keep it in mind, as there is soon a new information about the new possibilities of EU project opening up. So please remember the teams and remember those people really deliver wonderful work. What I would like to do together with František today is to just take you on a journey, kind of retrospective, reflective journey on some of the aspects of our task and of our networking and of our work. And František will probably more in a more detailed way present what were the joys but also pains of the country coordination from the point of view of his experience. Well, the challenge, as Rosa has said, and I will proudly remind, was to target 30 hospitals in 8 countries in the WHO Europe region, which de facto resulted in the study and recruiting 192 hospitals that we have. In all those hospitals, we had to do a survey among hospital boards and professionals, and collect administrative data on the 4 conditions. And also in the 96 hospitals, which were sampled and selected for the in-depth study, it was additionally the review of patient medical records for 35 patients in 4 conditions, do the patient survey for 30 patients in 4 conditions, and perform agree to have a 1-day hospital visit. Well, before we could proceed with anything, we had to deal with the kind of solve quite a huge area of problems related to ethical issues and confidentiality, because also, as my predecessor speakers have underlined, there are great differences among the countries. And those differences very often translate into a more rigid demands related to the issues of ethics and confidentiality of data and personal data. So actually, in order to start this the study, we needed to secure that we have the access to sample and survey 109 healthcare professionals, this including board and management, in each hospital, each of the 192 hospitals, and additionally, in each of the in-depth hospitals, we need to provide and secure the access to sampling and survey 120 patients in four conditions, and 140 medical records. And we also needed to be able to get the data from the hospital databases for administrative purposes. We had made a survey among the countries and country coordinators. Well, remember, we asked what were the conditions. Would you be needing an ethical approval on a country level? Will you be needing an ethical approval on a hospital level? How to proceed with the study? And after all, we were quite happy because we managed to get, well, first the support of the Commission by funding this project. We have been proud to present to the countries and show them and use them for persuading the hospital boards to agree to participate in the study, the ethical kind of statement from the government health department of the government of Catalonia, stating that Duke is a clinical audit and not human research, and as such does not require any further approval by the ethical committees. However, there were more and less regulated. There are more and less regulated countries, and we had to, in some cases, still the ethical approvals and agreements had to be obtained. Well, with the hospital recruitment could start after hospitals agreed. And what I would like to mention is that this research pinpoints some of the interesting aspects about hospital level and about hospital organizations in the countries. Actually, this is an email from one of the hospital coordinators stating that there are hospitals which have more than one location. Actually, the one she was referring to had four locations. And actually, the fact that the hospital had four locations has not been anywhere reported or signaled, even not in the country's own administrative database. So that was interesting. And now the issue that came related directly to how to plan and how to design the Duke survey in a hospital with four locations. Shall it kind of cover the professionals in one location, to all of them? How will it translate into increasing the cost of research? So, this was a problem, one of them. But we also had good news and good reporting. I'm glad to inform you that our hospital recruitment phase has finalized. A total number of 30 hospitals have accepted to participate. And discussion that was held continually between the partners and coordination and the country coordinators and the hospitals, like when to recruit hospitals, shall we recruit them beforehand, a long time before we start kind of introducing the surveys and the reviews, or shall we rather postpone it in order to have a less time between the announcement and the real practice. So country coordinators have also been involved in such discussions. The holidays of important people in the Ministry of Health were of issue in this project as well, in order to provide adequate support and result in recruitment and agreement to the terms. But also, we had such messages, and quite a lot of them in some countries, that hospitals which first agreed to participate resigned. And then, of course, there was a long, long procedure to replace them from a given hospital group, kind of being most the similar hospital type that the one that has resigned. I remember that one of our countries which had the most difficulty with recruitment approached 190 hospitals and 175 refused to participate. So please imagine the load of work related to such coordination. It now has also to be noticed here that the least difficulty with recruitment had those coordination teams which on a steady basis have worked with hospitals, either within the national accreditation program schemes or in some other ways. Those countries have the highest highest recruitment level and manage to recruit as many hospitals as required. The other story was about patient level measures. This was very painful because this was very elaborate. I'm sure Solveig will be referring to this in this presentation also. And it's about how difficult it is to collect and to put on the plate the indicators which would mean same in all those eight countries, and also which would be more than less possible to be reached during the review of medical charts. As you see, there were some technical conversations going on and taking place, but also we had a certain discussion about what do we mean by certain definitions. You can see here just an example of one of those dialogues that took place. What does it mean on an international basis, and then what's the interpretation and local, national understanding and meaning of this. This very well also goes back to what Agnieszka was saying today, that one of the areas that the working group on patient safety would be planning to focus in the next 2 years is terminology and understanding of certain concepts, trying to reach the commonly understandable meaning of these. Well, stillborn but resuscitated simply doesn't make sense. It's a continuation of this. As you see, those discussions have taken place on all four conditions. Not only deliveries have been partially, have been mostly kind of touched by this, but finally we have managed to compile and design and agree with the country coordinators the final format of those very, very difficult products. The hospital visits also caused a lot of excitement. We had different styles. I mean, always the auditors needed to have practice in looking at hospitals and talking to healthcare professionals. That was one of the requisites of asking them to do the work for Duke in this project. But actually, we had a lot of discussions that mostly related to the product as seen by the partners and as we understand them in a hospital in a given country. For example, one of the audit questions was whether the life resuscitation trainings, files and certificates are in the personal files of healthcare professionals. And then we had quite a huge discussion, why should they actually be in the personal files, as partners have requested? Why couldn't they be kept in a separate catalog, positioned here or there? isn't it the question of those trainings really taking place and not about how you document that, the proofs that they have taken place? So, of course, finally we agreed that the issue is that you need to being able to prove that healthcare professionals have participated in the training regardless of the place you keep the certificates and the proofs. But those discussions have taken some time of our lives, indeed. What Rosa has kind of referred to a little bit was the language issue, which means in case of patient survey, due to the kind of very sensitive character of this patient experience collection, we were asked to do the forward and backward translation, which of course also kind of increased the load of work, but we fully understand why was it so. However, what was most difficult was when due to the good purpose, of course, some of the documents and some of the questionnaires have been changed. So then we had to additionally complete and somehow make up for the sentences which the colleagues from the partners group thought would be still necessary to be included in this survey. Well, of course, we had deadlines, and I think Rosa indeed was a very, very wise project lead, because she first pulled the reins, you know, and then she gave us the time, which means we all love her very much for this. And she was able to achieve, actually, what has been achieved. I don't know, maybe František will relate to this also. The networking coordination has been also quite voluminous. As you see, we had special country coordinators meetings, and these are separate, of course, from the partners meetings. And we held regular teleconferences. Quite a lot of them in those past 2 years. And at the end, we had asked the country coordinators those three questions. Well, the biggest difficulty was to involve hospitals. It would be easy if involving hospitals wouldn't mean involving people, yes. And that was the most difficult. Also, some of us say that the performing of the role of the go-betweener between partners and their expectations, like keeping life resuscitation trainings in personal files, and the hospitals and the hospital country hospital coordinators. So this go-betweener function was very kind of difficult because you had to have two faces for both of those groups and still have a win-win result. The biggest joy was to exchange knowledge. This is what we all say. And to meet people, to be able to travel and to know more about Europe after being a participant to this project. But also kind of establishing of the National Hospital and Healthcare Professionals Duke Network of Hospitals in one country, in France. Which I don't think is the case in any other participating countries, but I think it is a big success, and I very much congratulate Anne and team having this. I very much believe you will be able somehow to keep them. Would you like to play again? The answers are, of course, definitely yes, and yes, definitely. Thank you very much.